Okay, today's daf is Vachem daf Kuf Yud Tes. We are holding on daf Kuf Yud Ches and Beis. First, I want to thank Alicia again for covering the shir for the better part of the last 6 weeks. We thank you very much. The dedication that goes into preparing the daf Yomi shir when you're actually otherwise busy is quite significant, and everyone benefited a great deal from it. So we thank you very much for that. And Bez Hashem, I'll be here for a while now, and hopefully you'll be able to rest up your voice in time to lead us Yom Naraim. Also, today's shir is sponsored by Henry Olinsky in honor of the yahrzeit of his father, Menachem Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Yisrael, the Neshama Shneven Aliyah from the Zechus of our learning, and we thank Mr. Olinsky very much for the sponsorship. His father was a very, very special person. Henry's told me a lot about his father, and it's appropriate that the Zechus of our learning should be an Aliyah for his Neshama, and in addition to all the other remarkable things that he accomplished in life, which continue to serve as an Aliyah for his Neshama. So we're holding on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We're four lines from the bottom of the page at the two dots on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Are there two? Yeah. Oel Moed Shabinova Givon. And what the Gemara is in the middle of discussing is we're going through the Cheshbonos, how we know that the Mishkan was in the Midbar for 39 years, was in Gilgal for 14 years, and was in Novan Givon for 57 years, and was in Shiloh for 369 years. So those last two steps is what we're going to try to fill in today. How we know that it was in Novan Givon for 57 years, and that Memela is going to lead us to the number of 369 years that the Mishkan was in Shiloh. Then the Gemara is going to talk about how we know that Bamos are Mutter during the time that the Mishkan is in Nov and Givon, and also it's going to discuss whether Maaser Sheni was also brought to Nov and Givon, because after all Maaser Sheni normally is brought to be eaten in Yerushalayim. That's when there's a Mikdash in Yerushalayim, when the Mishkan was in Nov and Givon. What was the Mishkan's relationship to Maaser Sheni? Then the Gemara is going to I guess in a really great daf yomi coincidence, the Gemara is going to spend a good deal of the daf discussing what the phrase menucha v'nachla means, which is of course this week's parasha, which we'll learn tomorrow. Menucha v'nachla, what is that a reference to? The Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, which Mikdash, which or both or neither? So the Gemara is going to have four different opinions of what the phrase menucha and nachla refers to, and there are halachic nafkaminas between each of the opinions. Then the Gemara is going to talk about shechting or being malab at a time of Isser Bamos for a carbon that was hukdash at a time of Heter Bamos. So a person's makdash or carbon when Bamos are mutter, then Bamos become Aser, and then he's shochet b'chutz or he's mala b'chutz. What's the halach? Is he chayv kares for such a thing? And then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to talk about the source for the various differences between a Bamos Yachid and a Bamos Sibor, and it's going to go through a significant list of the differences between Bamos Yachid and a Bamos Sibor, and what the source is for those various differences. Let's begin. Four lines on the bottom of the page. Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Two dots. Oel Moed Shabinov Givon Chamishim Visheva. So we said that the Oel Moed in Novan Givon lasted for 57 years. That was the Mishkan in Novan Givon. Minalan, how do we know this? Tuchsiv, because the Pasuk tells us when it talks about Eliyah Kohen being informed that the Aron was captured in Melchama with the Plishtim, so that was too much for Eli to handle. He got the news that his children had died, and somehow he managed to withstand that news. He managed to handle that news. But then on top of that, he heard that the Aron was taken by the Plishtim, and he falls backwards and he dies. Vayihi kaskira es Aron Elokim. When they mention the Aron Elokim, the pasuk continues, Vayipol me'al ha'kisei achoranis. He falls backwards from his chair, ba'ad yad hashar, v'tishavar mafrakto v'yamos, and he breaks his spine, and he dies. V'tana, so the Brisa tells us, kishemes eli ha'kohen chor v'shilo. That's when the Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed. Ubo Linov, and they set up the Mishkan in Nov. Kishemei Shmuel Aramasi, parenthetically, when Shmuel Aramasi died, Charva Nov Ubo Legivon. That's when it transferred from Nov to Givon. Uksiv, and the Pasuk describes when David HaMelech was Molech al Kol Yisrael, meaning David HaMelech was first Molech over Yehuda for 7 years in Chevron, and then afterwards, after he establishes his Malchus in Chevron, he expands his Malchus over Kol Yisrael, and he moves visit to Yerushalayim. Pasuk says, "Vayehi miyom sheves ha'aron b'kiryas yarim vayirbu ayamim vayu esrim shana vayinou kol beis Yisrael achrei Hashem." That the Aron Elokim reached Kiryas Yarim 7 months after it was captured, at the time where Eli died, and it turns out from the time that Eli died, where Shiloh was destroyed, and it came to Nov, and at that time the Aron went to Kiryas Yarim until the beginning of Malchus Beis David was 20 years. So Hani Esrim Shana, Esrim Shana Shemalach Shmuel B'Yatzmo, of these 20 years, 10 of these years, Shmuel was the sole shofate over Klal Yisrael. He wasn't a melech. He used the term malach Shmuel b'yatzmo, but there was no melech until Shaul, but Shmuel was the one that was calling the shots for the Jewish people. Vishana shamalach Shmuel v'shaul. Then there was 1 year where Shmuel and Shaul were molech together because Shaul was following whatever advice Shmuel would give him. So that was ki'ilu. They were melech together, even though Shaul was the face. He was the melech, but Shmuel was sort of the brains behind the operation. He was the one that was providing Eitzah. But then when Melchemes Amalek happened and Shaul defied Shmuel's instructions, then Shmuel no longer went to see Shaul. They had a falling out. Shmuel got very upset that Shaul left Melech Agag alive, and it's because Shaul didn't finish the job with Amalek that we had all of the problems that we have with Amalek throughout all of history after that point. Ushtayim Shemalech Shaul. Then there were 2 years where Shaul alone was Melech, where he wasn't listening to any advice. Visheva did David, in 7 years that David was molich in Chevron over Shevet Yehuda. So from the time David was molich over Kol Yisrael, then he brought the Aron to Ir David. So the Aron was in Kiryas Yarim for a total of 20 years. So the Gemara now goes back to explain the Cheshbon of the Brisa of how long it lasted in Nov and Givon. So these 20 years that the Aron was in Kiryas Yarim until David started to be molich over Kol Yisrael has to be combined with the amount of time that it took from Malchus Beis David reaching Yerushalayim until the Binyan Bayis Rishon. The pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, "Vayamim Asher Malach David al Yisrael Arba'im Shana b'Chevron Malach Sheva Shanim." And the pasuk continues, "Ubi Yerushalayim Malach Shloshim Shalosh Shanim." That David was a melech for 40 years. 7 of those years were in Chevron. 33 of those years were in Yerushalayim. So we add on to those 20 years another 33. Ubishlomo ksiv, and when we talk about Shlomo's Malchus, the pasuk says in Divrei Yom Beis, Vayachal Livnoso, Bishnas Arba Lamalchuso, that Shlomo Melch began to build the Beis HaMikdash in the 4th year of his Malchus. So we add, in addition to David's 33 years in Yerushalayim, 4 years of Shlomo being in Yerushalayim. So it turns out from the time that Eli died, where the Aron first came to Nov, where the Mishkan first came to Nov, until the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, where there was no more Nov v'Givon, because now we had a Mikdash. We didn't have a Mishkan in Nov and Givon anymore. It turns out that it's exactly 57 years, the 20 years initially, plus the 37 years that we just explained. Nishtairu l'Shiloh, so now how many years was the Mishkan in Shiloh? Well, here's one thing that we know, that all the Cheshbonos teach us, that from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim until the end of the Ohel Moed in Givon was 111 years, so Nishtairu l'Shiloh, from the 480 years that went from Matthias Mitzrayim until the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, so the in-between time that was in Shiloh was Shalosh Meos V'Shivim Chasar Achas, was 369 years, because if it's going to be 480 years from Matthias Mitzrayim until the Mikdash, and we've accounted for 111 of those years, then through Nov V'Givon and everything else, then 369 years is left for Shiloh. That's how long the Mishkan remained in Shiloh, so that's how we figure out all of the cheshbonos that we had up until this point. So now the Gemara says, Bo Lenova Givon. Now we mentioned that, the Mishnah had mentioned that once the Aron came to Nova, once the Mishkan came to Nova V'Givon. So then Bamos became Mutter. Kachim had to be eaten Lefnim and Aklayim, Kachim Kalim, B'chol Arei Yisrael. And then when it came to Yerushalayim, Nesra Bamos. The Bamos became Aser again. So the Gemara explains, how do I know that there was Heter Bamos, that the Bamos became Mutter, when the Mishkan was in between Shiloh and Yerushalayim. During Mishkan Shiloh, Aser to have bamos. During the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, obviously, aser to have bamos. In between, Nova Givon, how do I know that there's a heter bamos? So mina animili. The Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa tells us as follows. Where the when it talks about the heter being makv babamos, the pasuk tells us, kilo vasim adata, el ha-menucha v'el ha-nachla. You know why bamos are mutter? Because you're not yet at the menucha and the nachla. That's this week's parsha. So what does it mean, el ha-menucha v'el ha-nachla? So el ha-menucha zu shilo, nachla zu Yerushalayim. Menucha is shilo, nachla Yerushalayim. So we're saying that the heter to be makrav on bamos, that your makrav kala yashar be'inav, is only when there's an ol moed in Gilgal, and it's not yet at the menucha, which is shilo, nor at the Nachla, which is Yerushalayim. So meaning we don't yet have a Beis HaMikdash. So says the Gemara, Lama Chilkan, why does the Torah divide it up? Why does the Torah should have said, why does the Torah have to say both of them? It could have just said that you haven't yet gotten to Shiloh, and once Mishkan Shiloh happens, the Isser Bamos happens. Why do you have to say, oh, you haven't yet gotten to the earlier date, nor the later date? Obviously, if you haven't gotten to the earlier date, you haven't gotten to the later date. So why even mention Yerushalayim in the pasuk? Just say, oh, because we don't yet have Mishkan Shiloh, that's why there's a Heter Bamos. Once Mishkan Shiloh starts, there's no Heter Bamos. Ah, that's the answer to our question. K'dei liten Heter ben zelozeh. To tell you that there are going to be two separate time periods where there's a Heter Bamos. The time period preceding Shiloh, and the time period preceding the Mikdash, but after Shiloh. So El HaMenucha V'El HaNa, that either one of those would have been enough for Heter Bamos. So that's how the Gemara does the Cheshbon. Now the Gemara is going to get into a discussion. Are we translating the words correctly? Are Menucha and Nachla in fact Shiloh and Yerushalayim respectively? Now Rashi understands that the Gemara's question of Minahani Mili is, how do I know that there was a Heter Bamos after Churban Shiloh? Right, that was what the Gemara was looking for, and that's what we answered. That's why it says Menucha and Nachla separately, because that's teaching that there was a Heter Bamos after Mishkan Shiloh. So the Briska Rav just points out that L'chora, the Gemara doesn't need a drasha to tell me Heter Bamos. It's Pashut Misvara that once Shiloh is destroyed, the Kedusha is gone, so of course it's going to be a Shas Heter Bamos. Why wouldn't there be? So he suggests that maybe without the drasha we would have thought that just like Kedushas Yerushalayim, once Kedushas Yerushalayim is gone, there's no longer any Heter Bamos afterwards, even if you assume Kedusha Rishon is low kitchalas level, still it's not replaced with any sort of heter bamos. So because the name Nachla is not removed from Yerushalayim, even if the Kedusha is removed from Yerushalayim, the status of being Nachla is not removed from Yerushalayim. So we would have assumed naturally that Shiloh is also not nisbat from it. The heter bamos after the Chorban from the Shem Menucha is not nisbatel, and there would still be an Isser Bamos. So that's why we need to be told, based on the drasha and the pasuk, that there is in fact a Heter Bamos after Shiloh, before Yerushalayim. Chazon Ish writes that Misvara, it's not Shaykh Hakrava anywhere that's not Bifnim. It's only in Gilgal, where it was before Binyan Shiloh, where it's Shaykh to have a Heter Bamos. But once you already had a Mishkan Shiloh, there's not going to be a Heter Bamos. And that's why we need a drasha to tell me that after Churban Shiloh there is a Heter Bamos. We would have assumed that it was a one-time shot, that we have this idea of a Heter Bamos, that it's not a natural thing to have a Heter Bamos. It's not a natural thing ever to assume Yisvara, that you could bring a carbon anywhere but the Mishkan or the Mikdash. So any time period in history where there's going to be such a Heter, there has to be a source for that Heter. So now says Gemara, Amalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, so Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, Meiser Sheni Nami Lisni. The Mishnah should have mentioned Meiser Sheni and say that you bring that to Nova Givon as well. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Reish Lakish, Meiser Sham Sham Me Aron Kealthi. We learn Meiser Sham Sham Gzer Shava from the Aron. When it talks about eating Meiser, the Pasuk says, Vavesim Shama Oloseichem Vizivchechem Vesmasro Seichem Vestrumas Yerchem Vendrechem Voseichem Vachulayim. It says, Vachalam Vashamel Kecha. And by the Akamas of Mishkan, it says, Shamta, Sham es Aron Ha'edus. So since it says Shama when it comes to Meiser, and it says Sham when it talks about the Aron, Kivan da Aron lo Havi, so we could figure out that since there was no Aron in the old Moed in Novin Givon, Meiser Nami lo Havai, Memela, there was no din of Meiser Sheni in the old Moed of Novin Givon. When Meiser Sheni was not eaten there, the Meiser Sheni is only Noeg in front of an Oel Moed that has an Aron in it. So Meiser Sheni was not mentioned in the Mishnah as something that was dafki eaten benova givon because it was not eaten benova givon. Frak the Gemara, Ihachi, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, if that's true that Meiser Sheni is not Nechel benova givon because of this Gezerah Shava that we derive from the Aron, well, Meiser Sheni is not the only thing mentioned in that pasuk that says the word Shama. Pesach v'kadshim nami. Pesach v'kadshim also, we should say, shouldn't be eaten in Novin Givon. Tisham shamei Aron Yalfi. They're also part of that pasuk that links up with the Aron. So the pasuk says, all other karbonos v'aveisam shama oloseichem v'zivcheichem, the pasuk says, dekivan di Aron lahava inunami loavu. And therefore, playing by your same rules of drasha, of this gezer shava, that since the Aron was not there in Novin Givon, v'meila, everything in that pasuk that says shama also shouldn't be in Novin Givon. So why does the Mishnah say that they are eaten, that Pesach and Kachim are eaten in Novin Givon? So it must be that this Gezerah Shavah is not a valid Gezerah Shavah, and therefore we're back to our question, why the Mishnah does not say that Meiser Sheni is Nechal in Novin Givon. So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan responds, no, da Amalach Hamani, who's the Tana that does not mention Meiser Sheni in Novin Givon? Rabbi Shimon he. That's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Da Amar after because Rabbi Shimon says that when he talks about the kachim that are brought on bamos, that a tzibur is only makriv on a bama gedola, a carbon pesach, and those chovos that are kavu alem zman, that have a specific time where they must be brought, like a carbon tamid, a carbon musaf. Tamid has to be brought twice a day, every day. Carbon musaf has to be brought on yom tovim. Aval chovos shein kavu alem zman, but those chovos at tzibur, and certainly chovas hayachid that don't have a specific zman for their hakrava, like a paralim davar, a siri avod chavim for a tzibur, b'choros, all of these things are as they happen. As they happen, the chiyuv can come up. Yes, they are a chiyuv, but it's not kavu alam zman. There's no specific calendar date where they must happen. Then hacha v'hacha lo karav. Then both on a bama gedola and on a bama katana, they're not brought. Meiser behema chovas she'in kavu alem zmanhu. Meiser behema, frak the Gemara, is a chova that does not have a specific time and therefore should not be brought on bamos. V'iskish meiser dagon the meiser behema, and we link meiser dagon to meiser behema, and that's why meiser sheni is not mentioned by Nova Givon. It's because of, not because of the sham sham. It's because of the link between meiser sheni and meiser behema. When you follow Rabbi Shimon's rules that something that's a chova she'ein kavul emzman, like Meiser Behema was not brought on a bama, so mimela we have that link between the two. So it says by Meiser, it says aser ta aser is called tvo asaracha yotzi asada shana shana. When it says aser ta aser, we darshan that b'shnei Meisros hakasim medaber, that it's talking about both Meiser Behema and Meiser Dagon. So it's a hekish, and from that hekish we learn that just like Meiser Behema is not brought on a bama, so too you don't need to bring Meiser Sheni to it, and that's the reason that the Mishnah doesn't mention Meiser Sheni in Novin Givon. Mechlal, now, so says the Gemara, from the fact that you're pinning all of that on Rabbi Shimon, that means to suggest to Rabbi Yehuda, Karav, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Abama Gedola, you're allowed to bring even Chavos that are in Kavol Emzman. So Mele Meiser Behema would be brought on Abama Gedola. So then the Meiser Behema was brought in Novin Givon, and therefore Meiser Sheni is also eaten in Novin Givon. So yeah, in, that's exactly correct. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Meiser Sheni and Meiser Behema are both Nechal in Novin Givon. They are in fact eaten in Novin and Givon. So now the Gemara says, but how can Meiser Sheni be eaten in Novin Givon? But it needs to be eaten Keneged the Mikdash. Don't you require Bira when it comes to the din of Meiser Sheni? The pasuk says, v'achaltem shem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. So that implies that you require the Beis Hamikdash. So v'abaye biros. So says Gemara v'lav tani Rav Yosef. But didn't Rav Yosef already teach us shalosh biros hein? There are three places that are called bira. The Ol Moed was also considered like a mikdash. There's Shiloh, Novi Givon, and Beis Olamim. So in fact, one is able to fulfill the word bira or the idea of bira even when bringing Ma'aser Sheni to Novi Givon. So who tani la v'hu amar la? Rav Yosef taught this brisa and he himself explained the brisa lachilas Ma'aser Sheni v'ali b'Rabbi Yehuda that it's talking about when he says that there are three places that are bira. Well, l'maynaf kamina that there are three places that are bira for Ma'aser Sheni v'ali b'Rabbi Yehuda that according to Rabbi Yehuda Novi Givon are perfectly okay as far as Ma'aser Sheni is concerned. Now, we had mentioned in the Gemara that there was this potential link between Aron and Ma'aser Sheni. Sham, this Gezeirah Shavah, lack of an Aron means no Ma'aser Sheni. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz just raises the obvious question then. How could there even be, the Gemara ultimately rejected that drasha, right? The Gemara went on to a different drasha that it's the Hekesh of Ma'aser Behema and Ma'aser Sheni that we derived that there was no Ma'aser Sheni in Novin Givon. But at first, the Gemara wanted to say that it's because of a Gezeirah Shavah between Aron and Ma'aser Sheni, that whenever there is no Aron, Memela, there's also no Ma'aser Sheni. There's a fundamental and obvious flaw in such a drasha. When else didn't we have an Aron? The entire period of Ba'aser Sheni. There was no Aron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Rabbeinu Peretz raises the question, if you can't eat Ma'aser Sheni without an Aron, how were they able to eat Ma'aser Sheni during the times of Ba'aser Sheni? There was no Aron in Ba'aser Sheni. So Tulsa's Rabbeinu Peretz suggests that during Ba'aser Sheni, the fact that they didn't have an Aron was not ma'akev because there was no Aron at all, as opposed to the days of Novi Givon, the Aron existed, but it was in Kiryas Ya'arim. So that not having an Aron at all is not going to be ma'akev achilas Ma'aser Sheni. Having the Aron in the wrong place is going to be ma'akev achilas Ma'aser Sheni. The Mikdash David suggests that in Ba'aser Sheni, Ma'aser Sheni was eaten because even though there was no Aron, but there was it's good enough to have a shame Aron, and that's why they were able to eat Ma'aser Sheni. Meaning, what does it mean? A din Aron, that there was a din that the Aron was supposed to be there, as opposed to Novin Givon, where there was no din that there be an Aron in Novin Givon at all, because it was they only had Bamos, so they weren't able to eat Ma'aser Sheni there. So that's a slightly different suggestion, that it's not based on whether you have an Aron, it's based on whether the place is even ra'oi for an Aron, very similar to the concept of kol ra'oi l'bila, ein bila ma'kevesbo, kol shein ra'oi l'bila, bila ma'kevesbo, which we'll see in about a kavra mincha in Maseches Menachos. Tosfos also raises the question, according to what the Gemara is saying in the Maskan over here, that Ma'aser Sheni Novin Givon was nechal b'chol arei Yisrael, right? That there was no din Ma'aser Sheni in Novin Givon, that means that Ma'aser Sheni is not eaten dafka in Novin Givon the way it's eaten dafka in Yerushalayim, but it was eaten b'chol Yisrael. So why is it, Tosfos wonders, that the Gemara in Pesachim Daflam Vavim Beis has to say that the reason a person is yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with Ma'aser Sheni, let's say you take grain and you take wheat and you make matzah out of the wheat, but the wheat that you take is Ma'aser Sheni wheat, can you be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah? So the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim says yes, and the Gemara says why? Why are you able to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah? Is it really lachem? Is it really yours? You don't have complete control over it. You're only allowed to eat that matzah in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara over there says, because if it were to become tameh, you'd be able to eat it b'chol moshavos. So therefore, that's good enough. L'chari, you don't even need that. You should say that it was eaten b'chol moshavos in Novin Givon. So in order to fulfill b'chol moshoseichem for matzah, you don't need the fact that if something goes wrong and it becomes tameh, you could eat it b'chol moshavos. You have better that there was a time in history during Novin Givon where Ma'aser Sheni could be eaten anywhere. So that's Tosfos kasha, why the Gemara has to rely on the fact that if it becomes tameh, it could be eaten b'chol moshavos, when we have a simpler answer that during the times of Novin Givon it could be eaten b'chol moshavos. So Tosfos suggests that the Gemara in Pesachim is assuming not like Rabbi Shimon. It's assuming like Rabbi Yehuda that Ma'aser Sheni cannot be eaten b'chol arei Yisrael during the times of Novin Givon. That a dafka had to be eaten in Novin Givon itself, like our Gemara says. Then Tulsa suggests that you need this reason that's Roy B'chomo Shavos when it becomes Tamei, because if it would have been because of the days of the Novan Givon, that would not be enough to be Machshir Matzah Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So because it's Dafke Novan Givon who's eaten B'chomo Shavos, wouldn't affect the status when we're talking about Yerushalayim being the center of our Avodah Hashem and our attention. And the Sefer Tzon Kachem, he suggests that the Gemara over there needs to say that we're Yotzei B'matzah Ma'aser Sheni because it's eaten B'chomo Shavos when it becomes Tamei, to teach us that even if the Meiser grows b'fnei abayis, before the Churban, and in which case it can't be eaten b'chal Ari Yisrael, because it was already mischayiv b'avas makom, the Beis HaMikdash already existed, so it was already chayiv in avas makom, nevertheless you could still be yotzei chiv matzah because you have the heter of nitma, you have the heter of it becoming tamei. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to discuss the four explanations of what menucha and nachala mean. So it says Mar Bal Yerushalayim, Bamos became Asa when they came to Yerushalayim, and it never became Mutter again. So Tana Rabbanan, we have a Braisa that suggests as follows. Kilo vasem adata ala menucha ve ala nachla, menucha zu shilo ve nachla zu Yerushalayim. Menucha is a reference to shilo, nachla is a reference to Yerushalayim, ve omer. And there's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Haisli nachalasi ka'arye bayo'ar. Ve omer, and the pasuk after, ha'ayit savua nachalasi li ha'ayit saviv aleha. And it's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. So you see that the Beis HaMikdash is called Nachla. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Menucha is Yerushalayim. Now you have it backwards, he says. Menucha is Yerushalayim. Nachla zo Shilo. Nachla is a reference to Shilo. Ve'omer, and the Pasuk in Tehillim bears this out, Zos Menuchasi Ade Ad Po Eshev Ki Ivisiha. Ve'omer Ki Vachar Hashem B'tzion Iva L'moshav Lo. That the Beis HaMikdash, which is Zion, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to as Menucha. Nachla must mean Shiloh, but Menucha is Mikdash, is Yerushalayim. So it says, well, Bishlam, Mamandya Menucha Zu Shiloh. If you say Menucha Shiloh and Nachla is Yerushalayim, that makes sense. Hainu Duxiv, Ela Menucha, Ela Nachla. That's the order. The order is first Menucha, and then Nachla. El Mandy Amar, Menucha is Yerushalayim, Nachla Zu Shiloh. But if you say Menucha is Yerushalayim, and Nachla is Shiloh, Ela Nachla Vela Menucha Mi Baile. Well, then it's backwards. The Pasuk should have said that the Nachla, which is Shiloh, comes before Menucha, which is Yerushalayim. So it says Mar Hachika Amar. No, what the Pasuk means to say is as follows. Lo mi by Menucha de lo matisu, el afilu Nachla nami lo matisu. Not only have you not yet gotten to Yerushalayim, you haven't even gotten to Shiloh. And that's what the pasuk is telling me. You haven't gotten to the menucha and even the nachla. So it's they're two separate things. But we mentioned the mikdash first because the mikdash is the ultimate goal. And then ultimately we say, and not only that, you haven't even gotten to the nachla, which is shiloh. Now the Malbim and the Meshkachma both point out to explain the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda Shimon whether nachla is shiloh or nachla is Yerushalayim. That is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso, because Rabbi Yehuda writes in Yuma Daf Yud, Rabbi Yehuda says in Yuma Daf Yud Beis Amin Aleph that Yerushalayim is Neschalka L'Shvatim. You can only call something a Nachla if it's in fact a Nachla, if it's an inheritance, it's divided amongst the Shvatim. So if you say that Yerushalayim is Neschalik L'Shvatim, it makes sense to call Yerushalayim a Nachla. But Rabbi Shimon holds that Yerushalayim is not Neschalik L'Shvatim, and Mela, it doesn't make any sense to refer to Yerushalayim as a Nachla. And that's why he has to say that it's Shiloh, that it was Nachlas Yosef after Kibush V'Chiluk. Shiloh is Nachlas Yosef, but not Yerushalayim. Now, the other issue that the Achronim raise over here is L'chora, there's not, and related issues, L'chora, there's no nafkamina in switching around the order of the pasuk. You see, we're going to have two other shitos, one that says both Menucha and Nachla are Shiloh, another one that says both Menucha and Nachla are Yerushalayim. Okay, those have big nafkaminas in terms of what the pasuk is actually trying to tell me. But if the pasuk is trying to tell me you haven't gotten to Shiloh or Yerushalayim, what difference does it make whether it says Shiloh before Yerushalayim or Shiloh after Yerushalayim? L'chora, there's no nafkaminas in the seder of the drasha. Even if you say zuvazu, but meaning if you say zuvazu shiloh, it's a big nafkamina because there's a heter bamos even after Yerushalayim. And if you say zuvazu Yerushalayim, then there's a big nafkamina because then there's heter bamos during the days of Shiloh. But according to Shimon, that it's Yerushalayim and Shiloh. What's the nafkamina between saying Yerushalayim and Shiloh versus Shiloh and Yerushalayim? Oh, but according to the Meshach Chacham, we understand very well what the nafkamina is, that what they're really arguing about was was Yerushalayim nischalk l'shvatim? So that's a big nafkamina l'alacha. Are we nechalik Yerushalayim l'shvatim? This is just another way of saying that machlokas. Can you call Yerushalayim a nachla? Was Yerushalayim ever nischalik l'shvatim? Okay, so says Gemara Vayta now. Turn to Rabbi Shmuel. Zuvazu shilo. That both menucha and nachla are referenced to shilo. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai omer. Zuvazu, I was just saying his kever last week. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai omer. Zuvazu Yerushalayim. That both menucha and nachla is a reference to Yerushalayim. That Shilo is not mentioned at all. So bumos were never usher until they came to Yerushalayim. There was full heter bumos until they came to Yerushalayim, even during the period of Mishkan Shilo, in the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So says Bish, Lama Laman Yamar Menucha Zu Shilo Nachla Zu Yerushalayim. I understand very well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Menucha is reference to Shilo and Nachla is reference to Yerushalayim. Inami Ibcha, or even according to Rabbi Shimon, who says the exact opposite, because we said Lachora, there's not much enough community between them. So I understand very well. Hainu Dechsiv El Menucha VeEl HaNachla. We're talking about two separate places, so the way to phrase it is perfect. El Menucha is one place, VeEl HaNachla is another place. El Man Diyamar. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, that Zuvazu Shilo. Oh, Zuvazu Yerushalayim. Or according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that they're both a reference to Yerushalayim. Either way, Menucha Nachla mi Bayle. It should not have said Ela Menucha ve'Ela Hanachla. It should have said Menucha Nachla, because it's all one place. So it says Amar Kasha. That's taka difficult. Why it lists it as if it's two different places. And further says Amar Bish, L'Lan Yamar Zuvzu Shilo. If you say that they're both referring to Shilo, like Rabbi Ishmael. So I understand Menucha. Why is Shilo called Menucha? Dinachu mi Kibush, because they rested from Kibush Ha'ar, which took place for 14 years prior to that time period, prior to Mishkan Shilo, meaning when it was the Mishkan was in Gilgal, that was the 14 years of Kibush v'Chiluk. So when Kibush was done, that's when Shilo became the Menucha. And I understand that it's called Nachla de Palgu Hasam Nachlos, because that's where they did the Chiluk. That's where they divided up the land. Dechsev, because the pasuk says Vayichalik lem Yeshua Vayapel lem Goral b'Shilo al pi Hashem, that it was in Shilo that Yeshua made the Goral that decided who gets what land. So El Lamandi Amar Zuvazu Yerushalayim, but according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that both Menucha and Nachla Yerushalayim. How do those words fit Yerushalayim? Bishlam and Nachla, Nachla Salamim. I understand Nachla because it's the Nachla Salamim. It's the place where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be forever. El Menucha, my Menucha, but when it says Menucha, what does Menucha mean? Why is it called Menucha? It says Gemara, Menuchas Aron. Dechsiv, Vayhi Kinoach Ha'aron. That Menucha is a reference to the Aron, that Vayhi Kinoach Ha'aron. That's enough of a reason to call it to call it Menucha. Rashi writes that there's only one little problem over here. There's no such pasuk. You know, according to Chsiv, there's a pasuk that says, there's no pasuk. There's no pasuk that says, Vehi Kenoach Aaron. So he says, you have to say that what we're referring to is a pasuk in Devarim Yamim Beis, where it says, Va'ata kuma Hashem Elokim lenochacha ata va'aron uzecha. So that's the closest. You have such an idea of nochacha ata va'aron uzecha. Tosfos says he also didn't find this pasuk, and he says that the Gemara must be referring to a pasuk in Yeshua Paragimel, vaya kinoach kapos ragle akwanim no se aron Hashem. That kinoach was kapos ragle akwanim, was the feet of the kohanim who were the no se aron Hashem, or maybe even vayhi bin sar aron uvenucho yomar. Right? Maybe that's what we're referring to. That there's some, we have to find a pasuk that has something about menucha and an aron, because the Gemara is suggesting that there is such a pasuk and they have the same Tanakh that we have. So that's a little bit of a challenge. Why the Gemara quotes a pasuk that lechora does not exist at all? Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Bishlam alaman diyamar zuvzu Yerushalayim. If you say like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that both menucha and nachla is referenced to Yerushalayim, avol shilo have a sharya bamos, but during Mishkan Shilo bamos from Mutter, Hainu Dechsiv. Now I can make sense of what happens when the pasuk tells us Vayikach Manoach as Gedia Izim Vesamincha Vayal Al Atzur LaHashem. That Manoach goes and he takes the karbanos and he brings them on a tzur on a rock to Hashem. He brought karbanos not on the mizbeach and all the moed, but on some rock in the field. Lechora, that's a bama, and it must be that it was Mutter at that time. El Lamandi Amar Zuvzu Shilo. But if you say like Rabbi Shmuel that Menucha and Nachla are both a reference reference to Shiloh. Ubamos hava asiran, and therefore the pasuk is telling me, you know when you could be makrav on bamos? When you're not yet at Shiloh. But once you're at Shiloh, then there's an isur bamos. So maiva yikach Manoach. What in the world is Manoach doing? He's bringing karbanos on a bama during the period of Mishkan Shiloh. Says Gemara, yeah, hara shah haisa. That was a one-time exception. It was a hara shah that he was allowed to do it. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, Chai Dam Rezuv Zu Yerushalayim. But Tanu Rabbi Shmuel taught in the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel, they taught to follow Rabbi Shimon Rechai, meaning not to follow Rabbi Shmuel, even though it's Rabbi Shmuel's yeshivas, Rabbi Shmuel's Beis Medrash. They taught to follow the understanding of Rabbi Shimon Rechai that both Menucha and Nachla are Yerushalayim, not like the Brisa says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel that they're both Shiloh. The Simanayich, and the way to remember that Rabbi Shmuel's own yeshiva went and followed the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Rechai is Mashri Gavra Legavri, that the one individual managed to convince all of these other people. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai managed to convince all of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yishmael to follow his shita. Now, it's clear in the Gemara that according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Menucha and Nachla are both Yerushalayim, and bumbles are mutter in the days of Mishkan Shiloh, you don't have to say that Manoach's karban was a rasha, right? Manoach was allowed to bring his karban, but it's because bumbles are mutter. So the Ola Shlomo just raises the question, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no mincha that's ever brought on a Bama. Tosos writes this on Kuf Yud Zayin Beis. So how could Manoach have brought a Kabar Mincha on the Bama? Even if you say that there is Heter Bamos during the days of Shiloh, there's no Heter of a Mincha on the Bama. So mainly you're going to have to say it's a Rasha. Meaning even if you don't follow Rabbi Shmuel, whatever Manoach did was unusual, it was against the rules. So automatically it's going to be a Rasha because he was bringing a Kabar Mincha anyway. So the Ola Shlomo suggests that the Mincha that the Pasuk is talking about is Minchas Nesachim. According to Rabbi Shimon, Nesachim are brought by Midbar. Because the Chachamim who are mentioned Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis hold that they're Karvu Nesachim in Midbar, and if you hold that, then certainly you're allowed to bring Nesachim on a Bama Ketana, because it says Ki Savau by Nesachim. It wouldn't have to teach us about Mishkan Shiloh because they already brought the Midbar. It's teaching me about a Bama Ketana. Okay, so maybe it wouldn't be a Rasha according to Rabbi Shimon. Now the Mishnah, we go on to read the next line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said Kol HaKachim, all the Kachim that you were Makdish B'Sha Heter bamos, and then your makriv bishas iser bamos, but your makriv them bachutz, you're in violation of an asay and a los asay, but no chiyuv karis. So Amar Rav Kahana lo shanu ela b'shchita, aval v'allah karis nami mechayev. That's if you do shchita bachutz on a carbon that was hukdash bishas heter bamos, and then hukrav bishas iser bamos. But if you do halah bachutz, you're chayev not only asay v'los asay, you're chayev karis as well. My time, why would we distinguish between shchita and halah? That you chayev karis for Allah, but you're not chayev karis for shchita. Tamar kra, because the pasuk says right after it says the isur to shecht v'chutz at the time of isur bamos that the karbanos that were hukdash bisman had the bamos. It says v'aleihem tomar, the ala smuchin tomar, and aleihem is going on the parsha that's smucha, the parsha that's nearby, meaning the isur of being mala b'chutz. So the isur mala b'chutz is also going on that which talks about karbanos that are Huktash Bizman Heter Bamos, that they're included in the Isser of being Mala Bechutz. So even though Bamos became Aser Beinatayim, Bamos became Aser after the Hakdasha. So the Torah is telling me Beferish that there's a Chiyuv Kares on Ha'Allah Bechutz, on those animals that were Huktash Bishas Heter Bamos and actually brought Bishas Isser Bamos. So Maskef LaRabba Miksiv Va'aleihem Tomar with an Ayin. Does it say Va'aleihem with an Ayin, which means on them, on the previous discussion, aleihem ksiv with an aleph, meaning it's talking about who we're talking to, that we're talking to the same Bnei Yisrael, v'otanya, arba klal, say Rabbi Shimon omer b'kachim. Furthermore, we know that Rabbi Shimon had four rules when it comes to kachim. He would say that there are four different types of kachim that are chalukim zemizeh, that each have the different halachos when it comes to being makriv them b'chutz. And these klalos go against what we're suggesting right now. Rule number one is, not what we're talking about. Rule number one is you're makdish an animal when bamos are aser, and you're mal b'chutz when bamos are aser. Harein ba'asei velos asei v'yesh ben kares. That's classic shchita b'chutz, halah b'chutz, whatever it is. Shchita halah, definitely chayev kares. Rule number two, hikdishan b'shas heter bamos v'shachat ve'ela b'shas Isur Abamos. That's our case. You're Maktish Bishas Edabamos. You're either Shochet or Mala Bishas Isur Abamos. Harein Basay Velos Hasay Ve'ein Bem Karis. Both Shchita and Allah do not have Karis. No distinction between Shchita and Allah. We mentioned the other two rules as well. Third rule, Iktishim Bishas Isur Abamos V'shach V'el B'chutz Bishas Hetabamos. The reverse. You're Maktish at the time of Isur Abamos, but you're Shochet or Mala at the time of Hetabamos. Harein Basay Ve'ein Bem Karis V'los Hasay. There's no Karis, nor is there even a Los Hasay. And rule number four, Iktishim b'shas heter b'mus, v'shach v'ele, b'shas heter b'mus, potter miklum. If you do everything at a time of heter b'mus, well then obviously it's all mutter. That's what heter b'mus means. That you're allowed to be shochet b'chutz and mal b'chutz and all of those things. But the point is that rule number two, l'chor is against what we just said, tiyufta, d'rav kahana, tiyufta. And that's why it's a tiyufta on Rav Kahana, who suggested that there's a difference between being shochet and being mal b'chutz when something was huptash b'shas heter b'mus and you did the avod b'shas, b'shas iser b'mus. Now the Gemara goes on to discuss the differences between the five, we start with five and then we're going to expand the list. Differences between a Bamas Yachin and a Bamas Sibur. Ve'elu kachim. So, how do I know smicha, that the din of smicha and the Rosh of the carbon is only b'Bamas Yachin? D'chsiv l'fnei Hashem b'samach. Shchita safon. How do I know that shchita of kachay kachim has to be in the north? Dafka by the Mizbeach is not true by a Bamas Yachin. D'chsiv tsafona l'fnei Hashem. The din of tsafon is only l'fnei Hashem. Matnil saviv, that being zorek the dam doesn't apply by a Bamas Yachid, d'chsiv v'zorku asadam al mizbeach saviv asher pesach al moed. The pasuk goes on to say only by the pesach al moed. Tenufa, that there's no din tenufa of menachos that are brought on a Bamas Yachid, d'chsiv v'hein nifakoin lifnei Hashem. He used the lashon lifnei Hashem. And hagasha, that there's no din of hagasha, bring the dam to the maravis dromus of the mizbeach by or bring the korban mincha by to the maravis dromus by a Bamas Yachid, d'chsiv, because the pasuk says v'higisha el mizbeach, and there's no mitzvah of being magish menachos unless there is a mizbeach, the mizbeach, the mizbeach in Ol Moed, and not by a bamas yachid. So Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein mincha babama tomorrow, and Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to finish the mesechta.